Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
That he's just going to burn it up, it's going to melt away with fervent heat, and then God's going to regenerate it. He's going to restore it once again in life. Well, this is what he's talking about here in verse number 11, that they shall perish, this earth. I mentioned here a few weeks ago, I believe he's going to burn the moon. I think he's going to do something with the moon. That's just my personal opinion, because man, if you believe man walked on the moon, and I do, y'all remember Cecil Vibert? Cecil, I love that. Remember Cecil Vibert? You remember Cecil Vibert. All right. Cecil Vibert I could tell you some stories about Cecil Vibert. He's dead and in heaven now. He was the first man that ever gave me a $100 bill. I worked, remember there's Egg, it was on 42nd Street, it's called Egg, it's that big warehouse. It had eggs, and I used to have eggs in there. I worked like a dog for, it was a summer vacation. I was just a kid. I painted all week long in the hot sun, just painting, having a good time painting. That Friday afternoon, I remember he's sitting in his car. He had a car. Didn't have a truck back then. He had all the paint, you know, and all in his trunk in the back seat. I said, and he's rolling a Prince Albert. These younger people have no idea what it was. Matter of fact, let me get back to him. I remember we were sitting in McDonald's. Used to, years ago, you could smoke in restaurants. And I remember Cecil Vibert. They were going to eat a hamburger, fries. You know, he took me for lunch. You know, he was a big spender. He'd work me hard all day and take me for lunch somewhere, buy me Happy Meal or something. You know, but anyway, we're sitting there, and Cecil pulls his teeth out, top and bottom. He puts them on a napkin, and he doesn't cover them up. And I'm sitting there eating my burger every time, and I'm just sitting there looking at these teeth. You know, after he eats, he gets out his paper. And he rolls that little, and he sit there, and I still remember him sitting there smoking that cigarette, Prince Albert in a can. He was a good man. Later, he actually died of emphysema. He had to have an oxygen with him for years, and anyway, it got a hold of him. But we were back at Egg. I worked hard, so hard, and he sat there that Friday, and he gave me a $100 bill. I was so happy as a kid. That was big money. Now, I worked for it. I worked 10, 12 hours all day in the morning. He'd take McDonald's and feed me lunch and bring me back. $100 a day. I mean, a week. Cecil Vibert did that for me. And I forget why I was telling you that story about Cecil Vibert. Kyler, help me out. Huh? Oh, the moon! My mind is going 100 mile an hour this morning. It may be from the fish and the alligator. I don't know what we ate yesterday. All right, Cecil Vibert said that they didn't walk on the moon. He thought they somewhere out west, you know. Some of the older folk thought they just did a movie thing and fooling everybody. There's no way nobody went to the moon. Brother Vibert, they were on the moon. No, they ain't on the moon. But anyway, whether or not you believe in on the moon, if they did go on the moon, I believe God's going to clean that up because man's depraved and he walked on the moon. That's just my own personal opinion, and I don't know why I said all that, but anyway. They shall perish. Look at verse number 12. In a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. That's that changes, that makes a new heaven, new earth. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Now look at this. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Hebrews 13:8, we'll get there here in a few months. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that. He can be no more God in eternity than he was in eternity past. Can you fathom that? He can't become more God than he already is. Why? Because he's already fully God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable. He's immutable. Boy, that's a big word. Immutable. These verses refer to his deity that we just read. It refers to his deity there in verse number 8. O God, it refers to his throne, his scepter, his kingdom, his character, his exaltation, his creative power, and his immutability. This was a clear and concise teaching of the deity of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Verse number 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Again, this is a direct quote from Psalm 110, verse number 1. Psalm 110, 101, verse number 110. What did I say? Yeah. The Lord said unto my Lord, God, Lord Jehovah God, said unto Jesus, the Lord, the Master, sit there at my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Exact same quote we see here in verse number 13. Psalm 110, Psalm 110 is quoted more than any other psalm in the New Testament. Let me repeat that. I just learned this. I love studying the book of Hebrews. I learned all kinds of things. I didn't know before. Here I've been a preacher all these years, and I just learned a few weeks ago that Psalm 110 is quoted more than any other psalm in the New Testament because it teaches the deity of Jesus Christ. When you read Psalm 110, it talks of Jesus Christ as being God, and it starts right off in verse number 1. But anyway, Jesus Christ only has this position and authority. Look in verse number 3. Who sat down on the right hand of the majesty, on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus Christ is now sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. And we read later, ever interceding for the saints. No, he has that position and authority. No one else has that. There are no seats for the angels around the throne of God. Think about that. You don't find any seats for angels. Because they are busy constantly praising God and serving Him. We find them standing before God, but the Son is sitting. Jesus is not the subject. In other words, He's the sovereign. The angels are the subjects. They serve. Jesus Christ is now, He's the sovereign. That's why He's sitting, and the angels are standing. And then let me close this in verse number 14. Are not they all ministering spirits? Again, speaking of the angelic world, the angelic beings. Now, there are different types of angels. One of these days when I get through the book of Hebrews, we'll have a study of angelology. We think of angels as angels. No, God created different beings. There's a seraph, the cherub. You know, all these other beings in there are what called are angels. Had a wonderful study in the book of Daniel chapter 8. Here Thursday, and Daniel mentions two angels, only two by name in the book of Daniel. Who are they? And Daniel, Gabriel and Michael. Daniel mentions those. Now, let me hit this, and we're gonna move on. There's only one archangel. That's Michael. Gabriel is never referred to as an archangel. Never. A lot of people will put him in that category. But only Michael is the archangel. He's the supreme head angel, if you will. Gabriel has a, and there's a reason for this, and I wish when we get into the angelology, we can look at that. Satan, Lucifer had some angels under him. Gabriel has angels under him, and Michael had angels under him. And again, that's why you read the book of Jude. They lost their left their first estate. And they went to the underworld. And who are these? These are demons good angels that followed Lucifer. And they were under Michael's order or Gabriel's order. And they left their first habitation. And because of that, they're in the underworld. Y'all understand that? Okay. The demons that are loose today on this earth were under Lucifer's domain. And they followed him. They didn't leave their first. Are y'all following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.